schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. And sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 SURE teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be SURE, visit one of our many locations or go to SURE.org. And if you're SURE already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. SURE. Better health, better life. Are you SURE? Vogel's kick comes down to about the 29-yard line. It's returned by Connor Henry out for about 4 yards to the 33-yard line. First and 10 for the Kingston Cardinals, trailing by 32 points, 48-16 with 2:56 left in the third quarter. Deckard's been in command since the game started. We have a final from Harbor Beach. The Harbor Beach Pirates finally defeat Novell for the first time in school history, 26-6.
Wild game over in Sandusky. Sandusky scored to take the lead 28-24 with a minute 41 left. Cassidy goes all the way down the field and scores. Still 48 seconds left on the clock. They scored in about a minute to retake the lead 32-28. Cassidy leads Sandusky.
So Cassidy leading right now. Holy cow. We had a false start, or excuse me, an offsides against Deckerville. That will be one of their first penalties here in the evening. Next thing I take that back. Obley leading... Saginaw MLS 30-21 with a minute 33 left. Setting up potentially that Harbor Beach probably rematch next week. And off to number 22, Lane Torrey. He gets out for maybe a yard out to the 39-yard line. Tackle made by Deckerville's 17, Batu Gray out of the secondary. It's now a second down and four.
Looks like Lane Torrey there just gets a couple yards on the play. Gray stops up to make the tackle. Help from 21, Snyder. Not much going on for Kingston now. Second down, four to go.
It's that back down marker.
Back in that I formation, trying to run the football into the teeth of this Deckerville defense.
Lane Torrey gets tripped up about a yard shy of the first down marker by Carlos Ibarra. And it's going to set up a fourth down and short by about a half of a yard. Excuse me, that's a third down and short. That dang down marker tonight is going to have nightmares of that thing. They're at the 43-yard line. Third down and a yard to go for the Kingston Cardinals. A minute 50 left in the third quarter. Deckerville 48, Kingston 16.
So we roll under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kingston under center. Third and one. We're going to try to pound the football ahead to get a first down here. Play action.
Nate Dawson, quarterback, second half, throws it down, and it's incomplete. Pass was intended for Caleb Goss, but he overthrew him by about 5 yards at midfield and floats down and touches the turf without an interception. And it sets up a fourth down in less than a yard to go for the Kingston Cardinals in their own territory, their 43-yard line. Stops the clock with a minute 34 left.
Travis Trigger, Derek Snyder, in the backfield, forcing the rollout, forcing the errant throw on the run. And on third down and one, you're going to really reconsider not running the football here if they don't get it on fourth and one.
And it's a handoff right up the middle. Excuse me,
it's like a quarterback sneak
keeper
right
for Dawson
middle.
Right up the middle. It gets across the 45, down to the 47. And it'll be a gain of four on the play. Move the chains. A fourth down conversion for the Kingston Cardinals. Tackle made by number 12, Joe DeVault for Deckerville. First and 10 for the Cardinals at their own 47.
That's exactly the right play call there. You got to trust the snap count, trust your offensive lineman to have that half a yard advantage, and your quarterback's able to fall ahead and get the rest. And he does in a much needed first down for Kingston.
As a handoff to Lane Torrey, he gets nowhere fast, maybe about a yard when all said and done out to the 47 and a half yard line. Joe DeVault on the stop there. Excuse me, on number Yeah, Lane Torrey on the carry. Yeah, had that one right. Second down and 9 to go from the 47.
And just no running room there. Joe DeVault is able to shed the blocker, number 11, Brian Hobson, and still make the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and a very nice play by DeVault.
A handoff to Goss, the fullback, leaps forward and gets spun out of a tackle forward across the 45 down to the 43. That will be a 9-yard gain. Tackle made by Deckerville's number 52, Curtis Vogel.
I think you give him 10 and a first down, Clark, according to that spot.
There we go. According to the spot, 10-yard gain, and Goss moves the chains for the Kingston Cardinals. 45 seconds left in the third quarter.
Good run there by Goss. He's the fullback. They get a quick hitter right into his arms. They fake it to him every time. This time they finally give it to him, and for a pretty good-sized fullback, he moves quite well, gets up the field, and gets a first down.
First and 10 for the Kingston Cardinals inside Deckerville territory. Dawson rolls to his right looking to pass. He's in trouble, and he finally lets this fly down the field. Hits the hands of Goss and falls out of bounds. Incomplete. And it will be a second down and 10 from the 43-yard line as the Deckerville front line, led by number 55 there, Jason Shisky, with a huge hit on the Nate Dawson, the quarterback here in the second half. Well,
Curtis Vogel and Trigger were both in the backfield, and nice job there by Dawson. He's able to dodge both of those two guys and get off a pass down the field to a wide-open receiver, but he overthrew it just a little bit, and that's when Shisky comes up and finishes the job on Dawson, makes him pay for that.
Ubley 30, Saginaw MLS 28 with 1:11 left. MLS throws a 26-yard pass. Extra point is good, so there. Caleb Goss, though, gets the handoff, and he is way out from the 43-yard line all the way down inside the 25, or down to about the 25-yard, 26-yard line. Nope, now they're moved. Now they're doing the Cuban shuffle out there. They're back at the 26-yard line. So a big run, 17-yard gain for Caleb Goss and the Kingston Cardinals, and that is how we will end this third quarter. Looks like they're running off the field, and they'll just let the clock run out. So they'll want to go into the fourth quarter, facing a first and 10 deep into Deckerville territory. 12 minutes remain in this game between Deckerville and Kingston. It is Deckerville 48, Kingston 16, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Deer hunting season may be short, but car deer accident season is year-round, so you need to keep the Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Body Shop on speed dial. There's no need to call anyone else. They can pick you up and even bring a loaner with their own tow truck. Their certified body and paint technicians use OEM parts and the latest environmentally friendly techniques and paints. They work with all insurance companies and service all makes and models. That's at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Safeway, where you can buy or lease a brand new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
And on to the final quarter, after what we believe is our longest third quarter in their broadcast season. Deckerville 48, Kingston 16, a first and 10 for the Cardinals, and they get to the original line of scrimmage and nothing more there, as number 17, Matu Gray, makes the stop for the Deckerville Eagles. Looks like Lane Torrey was the ball carrier for no gain on the play. Second down in 10 from the 25-yard line.
Just nowhere to run for Torrey. He runs right into the teeth of that front four, front seven of Deckerville there. They have done a great job all night. Batu Gurea, that linebacker position, coming up to clean up the running back.
A handoff to number 3, Jacob Savage, for the Kingston Cardinals. Gets across the 20 down to about the 19-yard line for a 6-yard gain. Stop made by Joe DeVault, linebacker for Deckerville. That's a third down and four for the Kingston Cardinals at the Deckerville 19-yard line.
Is he slides in that fullback position, does Savage, and he gets the carry immediately and finds some running room, does a nice gain on second down, and gets